it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
All right, we got a lot of sports to talk about with Frank Cusimano, who's with us this afternoon. First and foremost, maybe primarily the Chiefs and the Jaguars tonight. The Jaguars are not too bad. They're 3-1, so this is an opportunity for the Chiefs to improve on the season from 2-2. How are you this afternoon, Frank?
Doing well. Yeah, I'm looking forward to tonight's game, hoping for Harrison Buckner from my fantasy league team to get a lot of field goals. That's what my big interest in it. But the Jaguars, under their new coach, Liam Cohen, really a kind of a creative team. They're finally bringing the best out of their quarterback. This should be a fun game to watch.
Yeah, this was a crazy NFL weekend, wasn't it? I mean, it was kind of a crazy football weekend overall with college football with some big upsets as well. But yesterday, I mean, now we have no undefeated teams. The Bills fell. Last night was pretty interesting, obviously, with
Eagles.
Them and with the Patriots. Yeah, the Eagles fall. There were some real surprises yesterday. That's what I love about the NFL, though.
And there's no doubt about it, the most devastating loss, I think, maybe in the history of the Cardinals, and Lord knows we know the football Cardinals have had devastating losses. But to see that Amari DiMarcado all alone for that 71-yard touchdown, he gets to the goal line, he drops the ball, that would have put the game away. And then there was that Dadrian Taylor, Demerson pickoff of Cam Ward, but he fumbles, the ball's kicked, and Tyler Lockett recovers for a Titan touchdown. What a freaking game.
Yeah, that play there, it almost looks like it's so weird, it looks like it was scripted. Because it's like the ball is going from one end to another.
I don't know if you're old enough to remember this, but Dave Casper, the great tight end for the Raiders, had a play like that where he was going to get tackled, and he intentionally fumbled, and the Raiders just kicked it in, and they eventually got a touchdown. It was unbelievable.
Let's talk a little baseball here, Frank. Do you know why you had two series that opened in the National League on Saturday, and then they got yesterday off? Was that just because of TV and the NFL, or because they got the byes? Because the Brewers and the Cubs play, but they don't play till today.
Yeah, I think the thing that shocked me is that Friday – it was a dead day for sports. And for baseball to not capitalize at all on that seems
so
kind of ridiculous.
Dumb.
Now, I know being in television that Friday is supposed to be the least watched television day, but if I'm a sport and I know I can't compete with the NFL and the NFL's not playing on Friday, there's no college football on Friday, I definitely try to play on that day.
Seemed weird to me as well, but let's focus on the positive. The Cubs got their asses handed to them, didn't they?
Yes, I think everybody in St. Louis, although we're not passionate Brewers fans, we'd all want to see Milwaukee win that series. I know you have a vested interest there.
Yeah, I'll root for them. I didn't see any of that game. I didn't watch any baseball over the weekend. I think I'm going to watch some tonight. Ethan, you got something?
Yeah, it feels like it's snuck up on us, and I think you mentioned it earlier, Mark, but, I mean, hockey is here. I mean, tonight is the opening night for the NHL, and the Blues get things started on Thursday, hosting the Minnesota Wild. I'm sure I'll see you at the game, Frank. What do you take of the Blues this year? Obviously, a sour ending to 2024-25, but I think there's a lot of optimistic things that they're building here with this group that they have, and some high expectations for the upcoming year.
Yeah, I said this before. I just wish we could fast forward 1 year. And then we may have a team that has a Stanley Cup, you know, championship aspiration. Because I think, like, they're definitely better this year than they were last year because we know that Broberg and Holloway are really, really good players. And Kyrou and Thomas are still going to be in that, you know, the prime of their careers. I, you know, wish we were a year further along in Snuggerud. Bottom line is, they're like a 5-8 best team in the Western Conference. And then with all this youth, they're just going to keep getting better and better. They just got to make sure that, you know, Jordan Binnington doesn't prematurely age. But I think it's a loaded group.
If you had to name one player that you're looking at this year and saying he's the one that needs to be the guy or needs to take the big step in order for the Blues to get to that cup window, who would it be?
You know, I almost think it's Dylan Holloway, who made a big step last year, but he's the guy, I don't know if you're familiar with it, but at the end of practice, everybody goes in and he's out there for a half hour. Doug Armstrong told me last night on Sports Plus that he'll go up to Centene Community Ice Center for a workout on a Sunday, or he'll be up in his office typing away and he'll look down and he'll hear shots. He doesn't have to look down anymore because he knows it's Holloway shooting. So he's coming off a terrible injury, but he's looked great in camp. I'm wondering, is he a 35 goal scorer? So he'd be a guy to keep an eye on.
Absolutely. All right. Well, Frank, have a good week. We'll know a lot more about where the baseball playoffs are heading, and we'll preview the Mizzou-Alabama game. What I told Ethan this afternoon, I'm a little uncomfortable with moving up that much in the rankings because you didn't play and because of all the other losses, but that should be a hell of a game. We'll talk on Friday.
Sounds great.
All right, take care. Thanks, Frank.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.